Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. We're going to start off a little differently today. We're going to start off with just trade deadline as they happened instead of starting with Leafs, because it is too hard to navigate the bookmarks when 50,000 trades happened this week. Oh, that's a helpful note there, Megan. I just like, it's a 2024 conditional first round pick in the Meyer trade. I was like, oh yeah, it took too many words to get that for me to realize it was a Timo Meyer trade. Anyway, so Timo Meyer, that was good, was traded to the Devils at 50% retained with Harrington, Ibrahimov, Hataka, and Amond, as well as a 2024 fifth round pick from the Sharks for Andreas Janssen, RIP, Zetterlund. Oh man, there are two Russian names in here, and there's a lot of letters in this one, so I'm going to try my best, but there are seriously like too many letters. Makhamadulin. I think I probably missed some, but that was me trying my best. He's like recently drafted. And then another Russian player, which is Kotyuk, I think. I practiced that one. My dad and I had a conversation about how to pronounce this one when the trade happened. I was like, how? as well as a 2023 first round pick, a 2024 second round pick, that would become a first if New Jersey makes a conference final, and a 2024 seventh round pick. It was like a blockbuster for the NHL. Normally, like, this many players do not go back and forth ever.
A lot of people. Too many people to keep track of.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. All I heard is during all of that is Timo Meyer and Andreas Janssen.
Yes. That is basically all you should know, I think. Then yeah. Some draft picks and some, like, the two Russian defensemen that San Jose got were drafted in, like, 2020 and 2021, I think. So not all, like, recent, but not, especially for defensemen, pretty recent. We'll just leave it at that. I do not know who this Tanner Jeannot man is, but We're going to talk about this. This is the one trade that we will talk about in depth, because, like, I have never heard of this man before. This man gets traded for Cal Foot, who is, I believe, a defenseman. I can't remember if his brother is a defenseman. I know his dad was a defenseman. I don't remember if he's a defenseman. I think he's the defenseman. I think his brother plays forward. A first in 2025 and a second in 2024. A second in 2024, a third, a fourth, and a fifth in 2023.
Like, who is this?
And like, I'm like, who the hell is this man? And then Frank Saravelli goes, multiple NHL GMs are stunned by the return, like, jaws on the floor. Like, the other context to that is he reaching out to the GMs and going, that was a weird trade, right? Or are the GMs going, what the fuck was that?
They're probably out here like,
Frank,
like, what? I think they probably all had the same reaction as we did. Who? For what?
Oh, this was from Nashville to San Jose. Tampa Bay. Anyway, so Dom Lecisions put out his little chart where he says people's salary and their market value and what their surplus value is and some stats and stuff. This man has, like, literally 10 goals this season. No, sorry, my apologies. Five goals this season. 9 assists. It's not like he's doing any better there. He's, like, about average for ice time, about a little below average for X goals, below average, way below average defensive, below average offensive, below average usage, well below average goals saved percentage. This man makes $800,000. His market value is league min, so he is paid $100,000 more than he should be, and he's 25. But basically, my understanding is they got him because he throws a lot of hits. But like that much for a guy, just to, like, you could get, I don't know, Matt Martin or Cal Clutterbuck for like 10 cents.
Literally. They could just give your entire future away, I guess.
Yeah, it's just absolutely an insane trade. I do not understand the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're very confusing to me at this point. But yep. The other thing was, I saw this trade and I said, what do they know? I feel like they know something I don't know.
That is true.
Because, like, obviously my first question was, who the hell is this man? And then I see these charts and stuff. And I'm like, they know something that I don't know. Mm-hmm. They know something. And you know what? This man's going to, like, score a hat trick in the playoff series against the Leafs. And, yep. You know, it's just, well, you're like, oh, this is a lot. You also know that they're just like that. Mm-hmm. The Tampa Bay Lightning are just like that. What else happened? Oh, the Leafs. Mm. They acquired Jake McCabe, Sam Lafferty, and a conditional fifth round pick in 2024 and in 2025 from Chicago for a conditional first round pick in 2025. We're just fuck 2025 apparently. 2026 second round pick, Joey Anderson and Pavel Gogolev. I don't think Gogolev has been playing in Newfoundland for the Growlers. He's like, and with how many injuries the Marlies have had that he hasn't been called up. Injuries the Leafs have had and injuries mm-hmm. the Marlies have had that like compounded and Growlers needed to play for the Marlies. It's that to me indicates that he, since he wasn't called up, he's not as high level, high end of player as we thought he was. And I think like Joey Anderson just, he wasn't gonna get time here.
Yeah.
So Sam Lafferty is a pretty strong defensive center, defensive forward. Also, unfortunately, how we know him, because he's number 28. My dad keeps calling him Ty Domi, and I'm like, Dad, I don't know who anyone is right now anyway, and that is not helping.
No. I honestly, the Leafs like Twitter people keep posting pictures of players being like, yeah. They're here, and I'm like, who the fuck is that?
He's the bald one. I got that. Granted, he is the bald one.
I don't know. I can't, like, players' names and players' faces, they will never go hand in hand to me. Unless, fair. Like, they're on, unless, like, I know who they are.
Yeah.
They're, like, it's, no. Like, unless, literally, unless they're a Leaf. No.
Yeah. Jake McCabe's a pretty, like, solid defenseman. Oh, he was also 50% retained. And I think they're both signed for another year. Let's pop up our friends Cap Friendly.
Is one of, I feel like it might have been a picture of them going into like meeting Kyle Dubas that they tweeted, and then I immediately tweeted, I've decided that hockey players wearing normal clothes show way too much ankle.
It might have been them. It also could have been Ryan O'Reilly. Who came with Ryan O'Reilly?
I don't know. Too many things have happened. I don't actually
know who's on this team anymore.
Neither do I. Ask me to name the Leafs because I can't.
Exactly.
ask me who, like, what numbers are on the ice. No.
That's don't. A funny question. I don't know. where is this man's name? Yeah, okay. Jake McCabe is signed through the 2024-2025 season, and Sam Lafferty is signed through the 2023-2024 season, which is pretty good because the Leafs don't have very many contracts signed past the 2023-2024 season, and I don't want to think about it. So, yeah. Anyway, RIP Marlies, Joey Anderson.
Yeah.
That's it. Just that's my takeaway from this trade. Disappointed that I forgot his first name. McCabe didn't take number 24, because when I was growing up, number 24 was Brian McCabe. Would have been good. Then we could have acquired Coverley's son. It would have been perfect. In some ways, I feel like we're undoing the curse, but also, are we still paying Phil Kessel's salary? I think that's...
Is this the last year?
I think it might have been last year. Yeah, we are not paying his salary anymore. That is, I think, also a step in the right direction towards the Leafs being less cursed, is not paying Phil Kessel's salary. We'll keep talking about this. I think they're undoing some steps. That might be McCabe and
the ankle. No,
that does that man look bald? The closer one. He looks like he's bald. Oh, I know he has a cap on, but he looks like he's bald. I think that's them.
I don't know who that guy is. Who's the one in the beanie? Because McCabe. Entirely too Jake much McCabe.
That is Jake McCabe.
Jake McCabe, get longer pants.
Yeah. Yeah,
longer pants. Can stop.
That's the takeaway. The what else happened? The
Sabres. See, now this guy, the pants go over the shoe.
Continue. That's true. Maybe that's too long though. You need a happy medium in there. Yeah.
It needs to hit the top of the shoe. It can't go like past the top of the shoe point, but like I don't want to see your ankle.
How's Kyle's ankle in that one? How's the length of? I'm scared. What does that
Kyle,
mean?
Kyle!
They're really
granted,
short.
Granted, he's wearing joggers. It's only a little.
Not bad.
But also, I think it makes it okay because he's wearing joggers.
Yeah.
So it's like, but if you're wearing, no. And it's like the skinny jeans and the flat, like Vans or whatever he's wearing. Yeah. It's just not flattering. I don't want to see your ankle. Honestly,
the most important takeaways of this trade: RIP Joey Anderson, and I don't want to see your ankle. But also, your pants are too long.
Go, I don't know. Go ask.
Don't talk to Austin or Mitch though. They both show a lot of ankle.
Yeah, I feel like Willie does too.
Yeah. And you can always see, like, all of Michael Bunting's sock, even before he pulls his pant leg up. So his short pants are too short, too.
Oh, my God. Please.
You know what? I guarantee you John Tavares has the right leg pant.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go talk to John. That's what captains are for.
Exactly. Where do you get your pants tailored, John? Anywho, Buffalo.
Yes, Buffalo acquired Riley Stillman from the Vancouver Canucks in exchange for Josh Bloom. I have heard of Riley Stillman. That's all I'll just say about that's my analysis for that one.
I was about to say that's a name that like I've heard.
I've heard it before. I feel like he was already a Buffalo Sabre. I don't want to know. It's fine. I don't care. That was already too much thinking about the Buffalo Sabres. We don't need to think about them that much. Jesse Puljujärvi is free. He's free.
He's a free man.
He is a free man. He's in Carolina. He was traded there for Patrick Pustila, who is a guy. So like that.
Guy with a guy with the name.
What's it? I don't know why I bookmarked this. I've never heard of this man in my life. The Ducks traded Henry Thrun to the Sharks for a 2024 third round pick.
Sure.
Oh, RIP our boy Rasmus Sandin. He was traded to Washington.
I've never been more emo hours.
Yeah. For Eric Gustafson and a first rounder. So good. That is really good return for Rasmus Sandin. However, let me be sad about it. Okay.
I just like poor Willie. Who told Willie? Who broke the news to Willie?
Yeah, I want to know. They probably told them. Okay, the other thing was literally the night before the entire Leafs team was at Bruce Springsteen's concert in Seattle. They were like on the floor having fun. We figured, my dad was like, how the hell did they get tickets to this? And I was like, oh, they probably have a box, and they did not have a box. And like, I don't understand. Anyway,
that's
but yeah, they were like all on the floor, and there's pictures of Willie and Engvall and Sandin and like Liljegren, like arms around each other from that. And I'm like, I'm crying. How dare you take away William's son?
And then I guess
best friend.
I guess, what was it? Somebody, who even, was it Mark Masters who's like there tweeting, live tweeting this as it went down? Yeah. And he's like, oh, all the Swedes are walking out arm in arm.
Stop. Leave me alone.
Stop touching my Swedes, Kyle Dubas. I love them.
The other thing was, my question was, are any of the 2018 Marlies left? The Calder Cup winning Marlies left? We haven't talked about Engvall, but he was also traded. We'll get there eventually. Because, I got the roster up here right now. Trevor Moore, gone. Carl Granström, not gone. I think he might be the only one. I forgot about him because he's injured. Otherwise, he definitely would have played this season with all the other D injuries. I don't know who Kyle Bonn is. I've never heard of this man in my life. He was not playing on this team. Don't lie to me. Marley's website. Adam Brooks, gone.
Gone.
Where Rich is he? Kloon, I have no idea. Last I heard, Winnipeg, but I don't think he's there anymore.
Oh, Rich Kloon, retired.
Retired. So I would say technically he's still here because he's like a consultant or like something in management for the Marlies or the Leafs or something. So kind of still here, but not playing. Ben Smith, gone. Chris Mueller, gone. Mason Marchment, gone.
Gone. Oh.
Jeremy Bracco, gone.
Gone.
Freddie Gauthier, gone. I have no idea. I don't even know if this man is playing professional hockey, to be honest.
I'm looking up his Instagram.
He's not playing very good. Scott Pooley, also never heard of this man.
Pooley?
Yeah. He's like vaguely familiar, but also not at the same time.
I feel like the last time I heard about him was like last season or the season before. I don't think clearly he's not on the team this season.
Yeah. Colin Greening, gone. Okay, I have not heard of this man either. John Dupuy, maybe? Dupuy? Never heard of him. Gone, also. Like, I know he's not on the Marlies. Miro Altonen, gone. Andreas Janssen, gone. Christian Pospisil, I forgot about him. Also gone, I'm pretty sure. Unless he went... No, I think he's gone. Max Novak, gone. Darian Plouffe, never heard of him, also gone. Joshua Winquist. I watched all of these games and we went and saw them like three times during the playoffs. I have not heard of these forwards. What the hell? Anyway, gone. Josh Kestner, gone. Brady Ferguson, I think also gone. He just sounds like a different player, I think, that's on the Growlers. That's why. Martin's Dershkovs?
Gone.
Dmytro Timoshov. Gone. Pierre Engvall. Gone. Oh, I lied. I forgot about Justin Hall. I had mentally traded Justin Hall.
Just the funniest tweets I saw when Kyle Dubas was trading the entire team away was Justin Hall standing there like, I'm still alive.
Literally, this man is, was like not moving. He's like, if Kyle sees me, I'm gone.
It's like a T-Rex. If you don't move, I can't see you.
Exactly. I forgot about Justin Hall being on the team. I don't know why. I think I just forgot about him in general when I was thinking about this.
Gone.
Gone. Andrew Nielsen? Gone. I don't know who Jeff King is. Gone.
Gone.
Jesper Lindgren, I think they traded. I don't think he's playing in Sweden. I think he's gone. Sam Jardine, gone. Callie Rosen. Gone.
I miss Kelly Rosen.
It says Timothy Liljegren played. I don't think Timothy Liljegren played at all during the 2018 Calder Cup playoffs. I don't think he did, personally. But it says he played. I just don't think he did. I disagree with them on that fact. Like, I don't remember him being in this celebration. And if so, he was maybe the eighth defenseman. Like, he was low on the list. Like, mostly injured Travis Dermott would have played before him.
I'm going to stalk Jesper Lindgren's Instagram. His last time.
R.I.P. Travis Dermott. Alex Gabrunson. Also gone. Martin Marincin. Gone.
Gone.
Andreas Borgman. I forgot about him. Gone.
Follow him on Instagram too, I think, for some odd reason. I don't know why.
Calvin Pickard, gone. Garrett Sparks, gone.
Gone.
Ian Scott, retired from hockey.
Ah, it's so fun.
So we got Justin Hall, allegedly Timothy Liljegren, and Carl Grundstrom. Why did I think Carl Grundstrom was a defenseman? Oh, I'm thinking of two different people. I don't think Carl Grundstrom is even a Leaf anymore. I'm thinking of someone else. I'm thinking of Dahlstrom, I think. Anyway.
Understandable. Got that.
Yes. Yeah. Grundstrom was traded with Trevor Moore. So, gone. Okay, so literally Justin Hall, allegedly Timothy Liljegren, and Rich Clune in a management capacity.
Oh my
god. End Lord. Of list.
This is crazy.
Don't remember him playing.
That's some wild stuff. Who's the he was on the Rangers, he's Swedish. I forget where he is now, but they like pretty much like, I don't even know, like put him on play. Why did I think his last name's Anderson? It might be. The kid that when they won like silver at World Juniors, he like threw it.
Elias Anderson,
yes. I only wanted to know because he's in this picture.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Timothy Liljegren and Justin Hall, who I had mentally traded. There you have it. End of list. Though, to be fair, a lot of them are playing in the NHL in some capacity, which is good. They're just not playing for the Leafs.
Yeah. I just don't know them anymore.
Yeah. They don't exist to me.
Oh.
Even, like, the Leafs are playing the Canucks, and my dad was like, where is Travis Dermott? I'm like, injured again.
Hurt? Where else? Come on, Dad. Honestly, though, I think some of them, specifically the Swedes, some of them left the Marlies, went to wherever they were traded, went to play in Sweden, like back pro in Sweden, and never to have be heard from since. Like half of them.
Yeah.
The ones that I've just looked at, like Jeremy Bracco, the last thing he posted was May 2020, like with the Marlies.
Yeah, he was traded not long after that, and didn't some like allegations come out about him too? I think so.
This is the last thing Jesper Lindgren posted from November 25th, 2020, so in Sweden. Let's see. Oh, that's similar. And then I don't think Andreas Borgman plays anymore.
He was a Blue, and that's all I remember. He was on the Blues. Because the Blues, like, took him, and they took Callie Rosen. And I was just like, okay, leave my boys alone, but okay.
Oh, yeah, he's over in, I don't even know what this is. This might be Switzerland or, no, I think it's Sweden. They all just went back to Sweden. They were like, fuck this.
Good for them.
I'm leaving.
Good for them.
Me too.
Who needs to be in North America?
Certainly not me. Mm-mm.
Another random ass trade I decided to bookmark. I'm not sure I recognize this name, but Marcus Johansson. He's like vaguely familiar, from the Wild to Washington. Nope, wrong way. From Washington to the Wild for a 2024 third round pick.
The person who was on Nashville, was it? That's a different Johansson.
No idea.
I'm looking at it. Could not tell you. My Google's getting to work. Out today. Maybe not. Marcus. Yo.
It might be. Like, that sounds right, but also I have no idea.
No, I'm very wrong.
Okay.
I thought there was a Johansson on the Preds, but.
Well, no. There was one traded from the Preds, I think.
Oh, it's this one is Johansen. That's who that is. I know who that is. Ryan right. Johansson.
Johansson, not Johansson.
Not Yo. God, y'all get more unique names, please.
Don't tell them that, because then they turn into WHL names. So. I got three Leafs trades in a row. Two. The Leafs acquired a 2024 third rounder from the Islanders for Pierre Engvall. Someone tweeted, okay, I don't know if Art Attack is a Canadian show or not, but there was this show called Art Attack, and this guy would, like, make art with random things. Like, my favorite part of the show was that they had this like black floor, and he would use salt and like do really elaborate like drawings with large, really large drawings with salt as the outline. I don't know how to, it was really cool.
Yeah,
as okay. A child anyway. But there was also this like talking sculpture head thing in the like intro or something, and it was animated, like partially animated, and that is fully what Pierre Engvall looks like as a member of the Islanders, because Lou Lamoriello made him shave his beard, not his head, because Lou Lamoriello is a dick.
Did you guys have that, speaking about kids child shows, I just need to know, did you guys have that like talking hand? They had like the ring with the eyeballs on it up here, and like it was literally just a hand.
I feel like the answer is yes, but also I have no idea.
For some reason, I feel like I looked it up not that long ago, and I feel like it was a Canadian show.
That, but also there's like a lot of kids' shows that you guys got in like the northern part of the US that no one had any idea were Canadian shows. Like, I would have just assumed they were American. But Yeah, there's like a lot of random S.
Ubi.
Okay, that sounds familiar. That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know. But it was scary. It wasn't
yes,
scary.
Yes, okay. I remember it being scary too. When you said it, I was like, I guess, but also I don't remember liking it.
Okay, apparently it is American, but I don't know how yeah. American that can be.
I mean, might have literally just a hand. To be fair, like our kids' shows were really weird because we had a lot of British kids' shows too. So we had like a fair number of Canadian ones and like a lot of British ones and some American ones too. It was just like a weird mix. Okay. And you never knew when something was Canadian because it'd just be like on Nickelodeon or like on Disney, and you're like, well, it was called Family Channel for us, but like you'd be like, okay. And then did not learn Life with Derek was Canadian for several years.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
That's how I know things are filmed in Toronto, is if the dad from Life with Derek shows up.
I love that.
The Lizzie was on Degrassi.
What the heck? I feel like our Nick and Nick Jr., like cartoony kind of kid shows, I feel like those were solely American with some like Canadian sprinkled in. And then I feel like the only show that we watched that was not American produced, like as we were growing up and like starting to watch like things that get more dramatic with like actual plots, was Australian. And that was very much like H2O just had water. And that's it.
Fair.
Nothing.
But yeah, like Life with Derek and like Naturally Sadie, she was also on Degrassi. This is how I learned things were Canadian as I got older. I like watched some Degrassi. I was like, wait a second. Hold on. Yeah, there's like random ass Canadian kids shows. And I'm like, oh, okay. No idea.
Sure.
Anyway, Pierre Engvall looks like the statue from Art Attack without his beard. They butchered him. They ruined him. That's the point of my sentence.
I would rather retire than someone tell me what to do with my hair.
Like, oh no, I just sent you the tweet. That's what he looks like, the statue thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what he looks like.
Oh no. Stop. Where's his chin?
Exactly. He had to create his chin via beard.
Why is his face so long? Pierre Engvall, I'm saying this in the most endeared way. I think I'm scared of you without a beard. Anyways, I'm never gonna look at that again. Mm-hmm. Thank you for ruining Pierre Engvall for me.
You're welcome. Forever. Well, don't thank me. Thank Lou Amarillo.
Yeah, thanks, Lou.
Let's switch feed before we continue.
Okay.
All right, this to me was the most important Leafs trade. The Leafs reacquired Luke Shen for a 2023 third round pick. I love it. This man was one of my favorite players as a child. Also, I realized him and Morgan Rielly didn't play any games together. He was traded the day after Morgan Rielly was drafted.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I apparently only know what young Luke Shen looks like. They posted a picture of him and I was like, who is this? And then I read it and I was like, has Luke Shen now? No way.
I don't think he looks like very much the same.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. There's something about him throws me off. I don't know. But my favorite part about him being reacquired was people like digging out their Lucian stuff.
Yes. I was so surprised that we don't have anything in our house Luke Shen related, because I have like a few hockey cards from when I was a kid and he's not one of them. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, I know he was one of my favorite players because like he wears number 2 and 2 is like my birth date, the day I was born. And like, it's my third favorite number because my second favorite number is 13 because of Matt Sundin. Like,
13 is my first favorite number, but not because of Matt Sundin.
My friend and I were like at a concert and she was like making fun of me. She's like, oh, so 13's your like second favorite number because you're a Taylor Swift fan. I was like, no, literally look at the Matt Sundin banner. That is why that's my second favorite number. Look.
Look up.
yeah. So it was really nice. Like Liz, I think, posted several photos of her in like Luke Shen gear and like meeting him.
So good.
So good. I love it. It's all
very entertaining.
Yeah. And like any of the new fans are like, okay, it's Luke Shen. And we're like, no, Luke Shen! This man was put through hell on this team. Like, don't ask questions about the 2008 to 2012 Toronto Maple Leafs. You don't want the answer. In all the interviews he did, you could see he was so diplomatic and like trying not to say the Leafs were shit when I was on the first time. It's nice that they're actually a functioning hockey team now.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, like it's a very different team.
Yeah, very, very different. Can make the playoffs. Yeah. Nice.
Just saying the most, but saying the least.
Yeah. So if you're keeping count, the Leafs now have 8 NHL defensemen plus Connor Timmins. I wasn't counting Connor Timmins in there. So the last 2 games they played 70, it was not working for them. To be fair, most of these guys that they acquired did not have a practice with the Leafs or only had like 1 practice while they're on the road before they're playing. So they did play like shit, but also they were kind of excusable, partially excusable, mm-hmm. We'll say. But yeah, it's just like, oh, okay, so we have 9 NHL caliber defensemen, ? Plus Jordy Benn, who I keep forgetting about, but he put him on waivers and he cleared and he was assigned to the Marlies and has been playing, he played on the Marlies yesterday.
Yeah, I saw
the Marlies lineup. And I was like, we need 7D. They also played 7D yesterday. And I was like, okay. Oh, wait. Jordy Benn's on our first defensive pair? All right. Okay. Fine. Sure.
I don't even know what the Marlies tweeted, but I remember it being about Jordy Benn. I was like, ah, yes, there's the reminder.
Yep. I was like, okay. Okay.
What's one to do, I guess?
He's here. Ruining my Marlies watching experience. It's fine. Oh, I wonder if they're home this weekend. I don't have any hockey. Maybe go see them. Exciting. It's the one good thing about hockey season ending.
Who the fuck is on the Marlies? Other than Jordy Benn.
I was gonna say SDA, but I think he's injured.
Oh my god.
Bobby McMahon.
Who's the
Mac Hollowell's also injured.
Yeah.
Nick Robertson is injured.
If Kyle Dubas ever touches Mac Hollowell, we're gonna have real problems.
yeah, I don't know. I don't think so, but
I need to look at a Marlies lineup now because
I'm thinking about it. I'm drawing a lot of blanks here. And I saw them like 2 weeks ago. It wasn't that long ago I saw them. Who else? Mark Johns. I think it's John Stone. I think it has an E at the end. I think it's John Stone, not Johnston. Because he really stood out to me when I was watching them. Oh. William Villeneuve.
Philip Krall.
Yep, Philip Krall.
The one with the really long last name. Hoffmeyer.
Hoffmeyer. That's not a really long last name. I thought you were talking about SDA, and I was like, I already mentioned him, and I told you he's injured. Like,
I don't know.
Come on.
For some reason, every time I see his last name, the Hoefe throws me. Fair. And I'm like, no. Fair. I don't know why my brain just shuts down.
Eric Schallgren.
Make up who's easy.
We haven't decided how to pronounce his name yet.
No.
I think
Alex Steves?
Oh, yeah, Alex Steves. I think there's another Nick. They have more than one Nick. They're down to one Joe, though. Actually, they're down to zero Joes. No. I'm missing one. Blandeasy.
Joe Blandeasy.
I was like, wait, no, they're down to zero. But they're down to one because Joe Wall is still with the Leafs. Keith Petrozelli is the other goalie.
Nico Kokkonen.
Right.
Villanueva.
Oh, Villanueva. I only know how to pronounce it because I've heard it. Otherwise, I would have pronounced it the exact same way.
My brain goes Spanish as soon as I say that.
Definitely a French name.
Nope. My brain says that looks Spanish to me. Yeah. Anyways.
They just They traded somebody for Philip Krall's friend. Or someone Philip Krall has played with before. I don't know that he's his friend. We can jump to that one if I can find it.
Yes. I remember you like another one bites the dust. Apparently the new guy is a friend of Krall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because my thought there was like, oh well, the Kyle felt that he did not. Oh, there we go. Dryden Hunt was who they traded. Because I was like, who did they trade? I could not remember for the life of me. I also forgot he was on that team.
Where did Dryden Hunt come from? Was he
picked up?
He wasn't drafted, did he?
No. He's been on like six teams this year.
I thought for like some reason like his name wasn't clicking, and I was like, I don't think that he was a draft. Like I think he just like randomly was.
Yeah, I think he was picked up on waivers this year, or maybe traded for something. But I think it was waivers or something. I don't know. He's been on like six teams this year. Maybe
he Wizard of Oz his way here, and that's
yeah. He was just here, and we went, cool. And then he got sent down, and we went, okay. And that was it. He didn't play when I watched the Marlies. I think he was injured.
Never to be heard of again.
Yeah.
Ryan's a Horner.
Yes. He's a guy who was Philip Krall's, who's played with Philip Krall before. I don't know if they're friends. That might not be true. They could be mortal enemies. We don't know.
Like, they really could be. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you put a gun to my head right now and we're like, name the Leafs and name the Marlies, I think I could probably name more Marlies right now than Leafs. Because there's a nice little summary of Leafs ins and outs this month. This was before the trade deadline. Kyle Dubas could have made more moves after this tweet. He didn't, other than that one AHL deal. But in D, Eric Gustafson, D, Luke Shen, C, Ryan O'Reilly, C, Nolan Jari, D, Jake McCabe, forward, Sam Lafferty. Out, forward, Pierre Engvall, D, Rasmus Sandin. Forward, Joey Anderson. Forward, Pavel Gogolev. Gogolev doesn't even really count. Like, I will say Kyle Dubas did very good, actually. I know he traded 2 first-round picks. Especially, I think it's really funny that he traded the 2025 one because he, one, will not, well, there's no guarantee that he will be GM then. And so he kind of was like, well, not my problem, a little bit. And also 2025, I just don't want to think about it. They're like trading 2026 draft picks. And I'm like, who? How old are these people?
How, I think we,
right now,
I think we decided last episode that they were, oh, I can't even remember.
I can't think of what year it is, so that's a good starting place. 2023.
12? No. Because if they were born in 2010,
15, maybe 15, I think. Drafted so 3 years.
2008, 2007, 2000, something like that. I don't know.
Either way, I don't want to think about it.
No.
I'm okay, thanks. And then draft picks in and out were out 2023 first, 2025 first, 2023 third, Ottawa's 2023 third, 2024 second, 2026 second, 2025 fourth, in 2023 first, Boston. So that's going to be like 31 or 30 or something. Like, it's going to be a pretty low in the late in the round draft pick. 2024 third, 2024 fifth, 2024 fifth, 2025 fifth, sorry. Anyway, so I actually think Kyle Dubas did a very good job this thing, but he was supposed to trade Justin Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why he didn't trade Justin Hall.
Maybe because he was like, you know what, I'm going to get a crushed bag of potato chips for this.
No, I don't think so. He's a right-handed defenseman and he's 6'3".
Yeah, but it's okay, maybe I'm projecting on him a little bit. Just because he's Justin Hall.
No, I think Justin Hall has some dirt on Kyle Dubas. It's the only, and Sheldon Keefe. That's the only way. Like, I do not understand why this man is in the line. They're playing 7D and they're scratching Liljegren. I'm like, what do you mean you're scratching Liljegren? He has been at least consistent. Justin Hall could play his greatest game and the next game be absolute garbage.
Yeah.
So you don't know what Justin Hall you're getting tonight. You'll find out, but you don't know.
It's like a magic eight ball.
Yeah. You shake it. Will Justin Hall be good today?
Like, I don't know. Ask again later.
Yeah. Ask again later. And the later is, he like makes a stupid play and gives up the puck and
like, oh, there's
absolutely
my
embarrassed. I'm like, thank you. I don't need to ask again. You've answered me here. Anyway, so yeah, do we know who's on the Leafs? Absolutely barely.
No. Barely. Absolutely barely.
Austin Matthews, John Tavares, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, Morgan Riley, and Justin Hall.
Murky G.
Yes, of course.
Mikey Bunce.
I keep referring to him as that, and like my family's like, what is wrong with you? Like, why do you keep calling him that? I'm like, I don't know. I can't stop.
It's strictly Mikey Bunce or Mikey B in my head. And like, he doesn't have a full name. Sorry.
Oh, it's Michael Bunting, full name. Or Mikey Bunce. Two options for me.
Bestie Mikey B.
Fair.
That's just Mikey B. Fair. It's like John B. And people are like, why the fuck do you have the B? Just call him by his name.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't understand who I'm referring to if I said exactly. Michael Bunce.
Exactly. B. And then, oh, TJ Brody.
Oh, obviously. I could forget.
Alex Kerfoot. I think if I sat here long enough, I could come up with everybody. but not necessarily the new players.
And yeah, no. Guy who shows too much ankle. Oh, wait, that's the entire team. Maya's John Tavares.
Yeah. I don't think Mark Giordano shows too much ankle. Or TJ Brody.
Oh, yeah, those are classy guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are our goalies?
Matt Murray played on Friday. Friday?
No.
Saturday. Way. What? He started out pretty good.
Is that still a person?
Yes. And then him and the Leafs fell apart together. It was a bit of both. But he started off very good. And Joseph Wall is still up with the team. Oh, I think we had played three different goalies this week.
That's crazy.
Because there was a back-to-back. So it was like Samson off Wall. And then I'm pretty sure Matt Murray played Vancouver. And like, I had no idea. No, there was like no tweet saying he was activated off LTIR. We just like watched the game and was like, who's in net? And then like they cut to him taking off his helmet. And I'm like, mustache, hold on. Matt Murray's back.
This is a crazy train right here. Jump scare.
Yeah, I was like, mustache, wait a second.
Could have warned me, Leaf Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Leafs played like shit all week, but we're not gonna talk about that. Luke Shen's a Leaf again. That's all that matters.
That can be overlooked.
Exactly. That is all that matters. It's all that matters to me, at least. I don't know about the rest of it. Will they win around? I don't know. Tampa Bay has been pretty shit this week too. So shit versus shit. Let's see. Like they had, I think they had five goals scored on them today. And yesterday during the third period, I don't remember who he benched, but he benched Point, Stamkos, and someone else for like the entire third period. I want to say Kucherov, but I'm not sure if that's right. Oh, I lied. They lost 6-0 today.
That's embarrassing. Against who?
The Canes. So not as embarrassing as the Leafs losing to Vancouver in the fashion they did yesterday. Yeah. However, 6-0 is something.
When you're the Tampa Bay Lightning, I mean, you've got an expectation.
Mm. Oh, they lost 5-3 to the Sabres. That's a lot of goals let in for their goalies. Okay, Elliot played yesterday. Probably because it was the Sabres. Vasilevsky played today. That's not good. That's not good for Tampa Bay.
No. Did we all just collectively decide not to show up? Or what happened?
Apparently. I don't know. Them, the Leafs, they're like, we got new players. You want us to play? We got new players.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. What other trades happened? Matthias Ekholm was traded to Edmonton with a 6th round pick for Tyson Barrie. RIP. Kind of forgot he was in Edmonton, to be honest with you. He just like only vaguely existed to me in general. Reed Schaefer and a 1st this year and a 4th this year, maybe. So I mean, Matthias Ekholm is pretty good. Definitely better than Tyson Barrie.
Mm. Yeah.
But they do still have Cody Ceci on their defense. So, like, all right. If you say so. Leaf wannabes. But they're Cody Ceci and they're Tyson Barrie and they're Zach Hyman. I see.
I kind of forgot about Zach Hyman there for a minute.
Yeah, I think he scored when the Leafs played. Actually, I don't know if that's true. Connor McDavid played, you know, well, because he's Connor McDavid. Oh, wait, the Leafs won. I forgot the Leafs beat the Flames. That didn't sound familiar to me at all. Did I go to bed? I might have gone to bed before this game was done.
I definitely looked at it and I said, I hope... Nazem Kadri scores. Good night.
Oh. I think he did, but it was disallowed. It was offside, I think.
Really?
I remember that. Okay, I remember that. I don't remember the Leafs coming. I might have gone to bed before they came back.
I went to bed before they even started.
I think he started at 8. I think he started a semi-reasonable East Coast time. Because I wouldn't have stayed up
that late. I feel like... I feel like that one of them was, like, wicked early. And I was like, why are they playing hockey right now? Yeah, unless. For some reason...
The Edmonton game was early, I think, too.
Okay, I was going to say, for some reason, I was thinking it was Edmonton, but I wasn't positive. But it was, like, I don't even know.
Yeah, it was, like 8 o'clock, I think.
30. And then apparently, I don't know my times.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it was, like, oh. I think I just seemed a lot earlier because I was expecting it to be, like, you know, a 10 o'clock game.
Yeah, where you watch maybe half a period and then go to bed.
Yep. You're like, all right.
You're like, this is too late for me. I can't watch this shit. Actually, that's how about when we watched the Canucks, the Leafs versus the Canucks on Saturday. It's a 7 p.m. game. And we're watching and we're like, oh, this camera angle is, like, really high. Why haven't we noticed this before? They played at Rogers Arena for years. It's definitely because we don't ever watch them play the Canucks in Vancouver. Like, that's definitely what it is.
I saw the Leafs posted a video of Calgary, the Saddle Dome, is that what it's called? Sure.
Yeah.
Why it looks so small in there. Like, they, like, posted a video, like, from ice view. Like, I don't even know. It was, like, a video of, like, people holding signs. And I was like, why does it look so small in there?
I don't think it is.
I don't know
if it's still just about, like, just below 30,000, like, the Scotia Bank
Arena. I don't know. Like, I'm assuming it was just, like, the angle, because, like, I'm not standing on the ice looking around, but, like, from ice, like, from the ice and, like, the way that they were taking the video, it looked so small from that angle. And I was like, that's wild. Because, like, from when watching it, when they, like, zoomed out, it doesn't look that
small. So, like, it must have just been an optical illusion. What else happened? Gust of Nyquist, I don't know why my brain did not want to say that, was traded from Columbus to Minnesota for a 2023 fifth round pick. He's a guy again. Patrick Kane was finally traded to the Rangers. Chicago retained 50%, Arizona retained 25%, for a 2023 second round pick that becomes either 2024 first or 2025 first if the Rangers win two rounds this year. And that was basically it. Like, very little, kind of funny. I mean, I like it, but, and then he played like shit in his first game for the Rangers, which was extra fun. I saw a tweet that was like, they call him 007, 0 goals, 0 assists, 7 giveaways. I was like, yes, this is what I like to see. Jonathan Quick was traded. Why do I not have this trade? Hold on.
Vegas question mark?
There we go. No, yes, but first he was traded to Columbus with a conditional first round pick in 2023 and a third round pick in 2024 for Vladislav Gavrikov and Yunus Korpisalo. So yeah, he was traded to Columbus and he was apparently pissed that he was traded, especially because, like, he was traded, I don't think it was mid-game, but it was just after a game, and, like, Anze Kopitar had a four-goal night and they were celebrating that, and then they're just like, Jonathan Quick, lifelong LA King, traded to Columbus, Ohio. Like, imagine. This man lived in LA and you want him to go live in Ohio?
Columbus, Ohio is hospitals. You moved this man from LA where you can do anything you want. There's everything in LA. And you moved him to hospital central of the United States.
Plus the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That too.
That's it.
I would say y'all are funny. Pull a Jason Spezza. I'm done here. Gotta go, bye.
Yeah. Anyway, and then he was traded to Vegas for something that we'll get to in a second. Once I can find that trade again. We'll come back to him. Lars Eller was traded to the Avs for a 2025 second round pick. He was on the Caps. The Caps were weird. They were like both selling and buying, which is, they were in a playoff position. I don't know. I haven't looked at the standings in the past couple of days because there was like, in theory, like six teams who were vying for the wild card spot in the East, the two wild card spots in the East, which is crazy. Let's see if that's still true. Okay, they are not currently, actually they are basically out of a wild card spot because they don't have as many games in hand, or they don't have any games in hand on Ottawa and Buffalo, which is also a weird thing to say just in general. So basically what it is right now, with 65 games played, the Islanders have 72 points. 62 games played, the Penguins have 71 points. 61 games played, Buffalo has 68 points. Ottawa has 62 games played, 68 points. Florida, 64 games played, 68 points. Same with Washington. So Washington and Florida are virtually out at this point, unless they're going on a run and Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Ottawa are playing badly, which is not likely to happen. I think Buffalo's been on quite a tear of late. So it does make sense that Washington was like kind of selling, but also kind of like they weren't buying rentals. They were buying people with term and already signed and stuff. Basically, I think they're just trying to keep the team a middling team till Alex Ovechkin can retire. After he beats Gretzky's goal record, he's only about 80 goals away. And then he can retire. And then they'll blow up the team.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding of what's happening with the Washington Capitals. Let's see. Can we speed through anything else? Dylan Larkin signed an 8-year, $8.7 million contract. When I first saw that, I thought he was traded. I was like, Dylan Larkin? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Fine. Boring. He was supposed to come play here with Mitch Marner. Didn't you know that?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Shane Gostisbehere was traded to Carolina for a third-round pick. Jacob Chychrun. This boy was finally traded. Congrats to him. To Ottawa, which was a bit of a surprise, to be honest. But also, like I said, they could get a playoff position this year. For a conditional 2023 first round pick, a conditional 2024 second round pick, a 2026 second round pick. So it does not feel like enough for how long he was out. Like, he hadn't played in like 3 weeks, a week and a half, I guess. It wasn't 3 weeks. It felt like it was 3 weeks. But he hadn't played in like a week and a half, had been on the trading block for about 18 months, and that's all it took. It didn't feel like enough, you know?
No.
What else happened? Vegas acquired Teddy Bluger from Pittsburgh for 2023. That's a 2024 third. The Sharks acquired Vladislav Namestnikov for Mikey Eismont, perhaps. That was from Tampa. Michael Granlund was traded to Pittsburgh for a 2023 second round draft pick. He was like very hated by the Penguins, so we'll see what happens in the locker room there. It's like the Leafs trading for Brad Marchand, you know, like, not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red Wings traded Bertuzzi to fucking Boston. I think it was Boston. Yes. For a 2024 first round pick and a 2025 fourth round pick. David Pastrnak signed an 8-year extension, $11.25 million. Great. Thanks. What else have we got here? Oh, Taylor Hall was placed on LTIR. Basically, it feels like they're circumventing the cap in the way Tampa circumvented the cap, and I don't really want to think about the Boston Bruins because they make me mad. So we'll just leave it at that. The Coyotes traded for Jacob Voracek's contract so that to help them get to the cap floor. They also acquired Shea Weber's contract to help them get to the cap floor. We need to be who, like, the NHL put out a notice that was basically said we're going to investigate any trades with players who are on LTIR who are likely to come back this season. Basically, they don't want them to pull the Kucherov kind of thing. Which, I mean, clearly Boston is going to do with Taylor Hall, and there's someone else who's out as well. But, like, why are you letting the Coyotes, who play in a 5,000-seat arena, acquire dead contracts to hit the cap floor? That is more circumventing the cap to me than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Here's our other Jonathan Quick trade. So he was traded to Vegas for Michael Hutchinson, RIP, and a 7th round pick in 2025. I forgot. I kind of, like, I didn't, I actually, you know what? I did know that he was on Vegas, but I also forgot about his existence.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, oh, Michael Hutchinson, I would be like, yeah, he's on Vegas. But I didn't remember about him existing.
Yeah, I wouldn't, remember him by myself.
Mm-hmm. The Hawks acquired Anders Bjork from Buffalo for future considerations. Everybody's favorite player. Edmonton acquired Nick Bjugstad and Cam Dineen from Arizona for Michael Kesselring and a 2023 third round pick. Max Domi and Dylan Wells were traded to Dallas for Anton Khudobin and a 2025 second round pick. I genuinely cannot name a single player on Chicago except Jonathan Toews right now. Like, who the hell is there?
Is the Brinket still there?
No, he's in Ottawa.
Then no.
Well, I mean, I do know a few, but it's just because there's, like, three people from the town I'm from. So it's just, like, weird. But that's why.
Mm-hmm.
But really, name me three players on the Arizona Coyotes who are not Clayton Keller. Because I can't think of any. Actually, that's not true. Worm Boy is there. Lawson Krause. That's about it. That's it. Just the two of them.
Is bald guy still there? I don't know why I assume someone on that team is bald, but it seems like it.
Is Oliver Ekman-Larsson?
Maybe.
He was traded. He's on Vancouver and injured. Vancouver has, like, 15 injured players. He is one of them. So is Travis Dermott.
Who the hell is on this team?
That's what I'm saying. There are not real people. Oh, and their goalie. Carl Valamenka, I think, is his name.
Right. Who the hell are these people? Is that Cassian's there?
Oh my god. That's not a real person anymore. That's a ghost.
they all look, this looks like a college hockey team.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're playing in college hockey rank.
Travis Boyd, haven't heard that name since the 2018 Stanley Cup.
What do you mean? Leafs legend, Travis Boyd.
I don't know any of these other people. They're all, like,
Nick Ritchie was just traded from there, I believe. Another Leafs legend for you.
Wow.
Yep.
You could tell me that these people walked off of the University of Arizona State University, whatever the hell it is, campus, and were like, I want to be part of the team. And they said, yep.
You betcha. I'm confident that that's what the Arizona Coyotes are right now. Dead contracts, college hockey players, and like three players I've heard of before.
Victor Soderstrom.
Nope.
11th overall draft pick. And that's only in the 2019 draft, and that's the only reason why I was like, that name looks kind of familiar.
Yeah, it was like vaguely, but not enough. Yeah, that's not a hockey team anymore.
Gosh. JJ Mosier?
No.
Liam O'Brien?
I am confident that you could put like even like a middle level AHL team against the Coyotes and they could win.
Derek Hayton.
Oh yeah. Okay, he was like I only know him because he was on Team Canada in the World Juniors. He's probably 2019 draft.
2018?
Yeah.
2018. Fifth overall.
I knew he was a first rounder.
Dylan Gunther.
I think he was very recently drafted or very recently traded, and I'm not sure which.
Yep, that's the ninth overall 2021 NHL draft.
Look at my useless information in here about the Arizona Coyotes.
Clayton Keller, Nick Schmaltz, Nick Bjursad.
That's about them. That's it.
Matthias Maselli. That's fake.
That's a fake person.
This is an entire, you want to know why they look like college kids? These are all draft kids. Mm-hmm. All 2019, like 2019. Okay, maybe 2018. Like 2018 until 2021, they're all draft kids.
Do you think the Tucson team could beat the Arizona Coyotes?
Oh, easily. They have more experience than this damn team does.
You're probably true. You're probably right. Anyway, moral of the story is the Arizona Coyotes aren't a real hockey team. They're mostly a money laundering organization. Like a legal money laundering organization. I don't understand why the owners and the like presidents haven't thrown a fit over the Arizona Coyotes. Like, they are sucking money out of the league and the salary cap is stagnant and or up by like $1 million, which is pocket change and absolutely nothing. You can get like one contract in $1 million, and it's just unacceptable. Gary needs to go for several reasons, but that's the one that's nagging at me most today.
Yeah, I decided to pull up the Tucson Runners roster.
Yeah.
Just give it a scroll through. And who do I see but Curtis Douglas?
I forgot he was traded there. R.I.P. Curtis. R.I.P. Curtis.
Hope you're enjoying the warm weather.
Uh-huh.
Miss you.
I do. I miss him.
That's enough about that.
Yep. We don't need, we'd already given way too much airtime to the Arizona Coyotes.
I don't think I'm talking about the Arizona Coyotes.
That I don't think anybody ever. Has. I don't think anybody.
Like Arizona. Ah, yeah. That team. Move on.
Yep. Jacob Brano was traded. That's the word. I need to go to bed, apparently. to the Red Wings. To the Blues for a 7th round pick in 2025. And Dylan McLaughlin, who is a guy.
Aaron McLaughlin.
Yes. Correct, Sarah McLachlan. Renowned Canadian singer was traded. Curtis Lazar was traded to New Jersey for a fourth in 2024. Vladislav Namestnikov, who has already been traded this trade deadline, if you recall, was traded to Winnipeg for a fourth round pick in 2025. The Philadelphia Flyers were already like a cesspool in terms of, well, just about everything, to be honest, but specifically culture-wise with TDA and, I mean, like, Kevin Hayes. Kevin Hayes is not as bad as TDA, but, like, TDA. And then they're like, oh, let's acquire Brendan Lemieux.
Such a good locker room to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be
really, really healthy.
Mm-hmm. And the phrasing, I can't remember. I was not one of the Flyers reporters was like, is good friends with Brendan Lemieux is good friends with Tony D'Angelo. And I was like, that's one way to put it. Mm-hmm. Co-conspirators is probably a better one.
Yeah.
Remember their Watch Your Tone podcast? Jeez.
Gross.
There were a lot of good jokes about it. Honestly, go off, Flyers fans. You had some great jokes. One of my favorites was the Philadelphia Flyers are building an organization for people who need to be asked, where were you January 6th? Because we got some questions. We do. I can't believe I left Carter Hart off the cesspool list. You know what? I think I fully blocked it out of my head. It's like he does not exist to me anymore.
Yeah. I'm gonna close my brain off that one.
Yeah. So if you're a Flyers fan, I'm sorry. For several reasons, mostly one, your hockey team is absolute garbage. And your GM did not want to trade anyone of value for anything of value, which also seemed really stupid. But whatever. And then also you got absolute shit for culture in your organization.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. What else happened? Okay, I got a three-team trade. The Penguins received Nick Bonino from the Sharks for a 2023 seventh round pick, 2024 fifth round pick, but it was via Montreal for Tony Sund, a 2024 fifth round pick, and Nick Bonino was 50% retained. And also the Sharks got David Henriksen. Nope, that says Arvid Henriksen. I'm not sure where I got, oh, you know what it was? It was D Arvid, and I did not see the R. So I was like, this is David. This says David. Not my fault. It's the Sharks graphic. It's not my fault. Blame it on the Sharks. Anyway, so that's fun. Abe Kubel, RIP, forgot he was, remember he was a Leaf at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
he signed a 1-year extension with the Caps for $1.225 million, which is fun. Jordan Greenway was traded to Buffalo for a 2023 second round pick and a 2024 fifth round pick. Arizona and Calgary had this really fun trade, which was Troy Stetcher and shit. I don't know which direction this is going. I think Brett Ritchie for Mackie and Nick Ritchie. Brother for brother. Very funny. So I guess they'll like live in each other's houses. That's, I guess, cute. Sure. Fun. Now we're getting to the point where I'm like, I did bookmark this because I know this name, but also why do I know this name? Oscar Sundquist was traded to Minnesota from Detroit for a 2023 fourth round pick. See what I mean? Do I know this man? I don't. John Klingberg was traded from the Ducks to, no, from the Stars to the Ducks for, no, he was on the Ducks?
What?
Since when was John Klingberg on the Ducks? You know, I was very much convinced this man was still a Dallas Star.
I vaguely remember him, like, not being in Dallas anymore. But then I was like, nah, that's wrong. Like, I'm just thinking that. Like, who's that person that we're like, oh, that's a Winnipeg Jet. But I don't think they were ever a Winnipeg Jet.
No, he was. I don't even know. He was. I can't think of his name right now, but he was a Winnipeg Jet. No, not personal life. Playing career. When was this man traded?
2021.
He signed as a free agent for 1 year, $7 million with the Anaheim Ducks.
That man said, I'm going to Disneyland.
All right. Disney adult. Bring Jordy Ben with you. That's like, when I remember Jordy Ben, it's, oh yeah, Jordy Ben's on my team. Yeah, he's a Disney adult. All right. Thanks. That's it. I didn't need to know that again. But my brain always kicks it to the front. It's like, here's all the information you know about Jordy Ben, and that's it. End of list. Is on the Leafs and is a Disney adult.
You know, sometimes I'm like, the Ben brothers remind me of the Kelsey brothers, and I feel like they now need to start their own podcast. A Ben brother podcast.
I don't need to hear from Jamie.
Although
Ben. I don't need to hear from Jamie Ben at all.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that. I don't need to hear from Jamie Ben at all. I don't know what Jordy Ben is like, but I don't need to hear from Jamie Ben for sure.
Honestly, that's fair. That's a valid assessment.
Anyway, John Klingberg, where we started here, was traded from Anaheim to Minnesota for Nikita Nesterenko, Andre Sustra, and a 2025 first round pick. That says fourth round pick, Megan. That says fourth round. I'm doing great.
I feel like Minnesota is full of names. I think they pick names out of a hat. And they're like,
genuinely.
There you go. They're not real people. Where do they get these people from?
Yeah, they just made them all up.
You gotta ask.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are finally done with the trades. Before the trade deadline. So technically you are allowed to make trades after the deadline, but you can't be a playoff team. Or if you are a playoff team, they can't play for the playoffs. Did you know that? That's a fun fact. They never do though, because the NHL is boring. They could be way more fun, but they're not. They're very boring. Anyway, what other men's hockey stuff do I got here? We talked about how Tampa Bay was bad, but do you want to know how bad they were? They had, at the end of the second period today, they had 4 shots on goal. 4. 0 in the second period. 0 from high danger. Yeah. Yeah. But also apparently Hedman, Kucherov, and Chernak were all injured. So, awesome. Lovely. I'm sure they will be uninjured shortly, but just a great day for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Isn't it just so fun when you're like, oh yes, top guys aren't here, let's lose.
Yeah,
something about that, it's just so fun.
It is.
Let's not try. It's not even let's lose. It's let's just not today.
Yeah, basically. What else? Oh, I didn't see this happen. Ryan Nugent Hopkins and Justin Hall fought when the Oilers played the Leafs. Also, at the beginning of the Vancouver game, there was a bad hit on Tavares, and Jake McCabe got 17 minutes for fighting and instigator and roughing, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know why he got a misconduct, because frankly, it was one, a lame fight, and two, not that bad from his perspective. And it wasn't really, he didn't necessarily deserve an instigator. They kind of just like, you know, did their huggy wrestly thing. It wasn't really a fight. It's a way to phrase it. But yeah, he had 17 minutes on in the game. Good thing they had 7D. and then also, this was when the Leafs played the Oilers. Seven pucks went past Samsonov. Two were called back. Been a big week for calling back goals against the Leafs.
Really? Very interesting.
They were all really, like, really obvious, though. Like, really obvious offsides. For the two that I don't remember what the other one for the Oilers was, but there were two, like, super obvious offsides. It might have also been offside.
I have both the Marlies and the Leafs, like, tweet notifications on during the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like during the games, and I can't remember if this was a Marlies thing that happened or if this was the Leafs thing that happened, but somebody had like a goalie interference and a goal was called back.
It might have been goalie interference. I don't remember. I wasn't watching. That's all I know.
Me either.
Anyway, not the goaltending we want, other than Joe Wall. He only let one goal in. He did the best this week for all the goalies. Well,
love that.
Actually, that's not true. He technically let two in because Nazem Kadri scored, but it was offside. Still, it's still the best of all the goalies this week. and McDavid is just an asshole. This was 4 days ago. I really don't know if he has more than that, but he had five consecutive multi-goal games. He's the third player in a century to do that. Like, bruh, get him a better team.
Literally.
And we were watching the Leafs for the Oilers, and like, they still have Dreisaitl and McDavid together. Like, they haven't found other wingers for him. That seems like a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he also has 50 goals in 61 games. He's more than that now, but, you know, it's fine. Keandre Miller was suspended. Remember we talked about how he spit on Drew Doughty right at the end of last week, this episode? He was suspended 3 games for that, which I think is really steep. First time offender, he said it was an accident. Drew Doughty let him apologize. 3 games is too many, and you fucking let two separate people lick people. You let Mr. Bitey Brendan Lemieux, I don't remember how many games he got, but I think it was like maybe 5. It's just a lot, and it feels intentional with who the player is. Like, it feels like, oh, they're like, oh, it's a Black player, so we'll give him more games, even though he has been very clean.
Like, he's never done anything wrong in his life.
Yeah.
So.
Doesn't make sense. Anyway, fuck player safety, as always.
I just, like, who decided this? I need words. Who?
We need to fight George Parros. This is the man we need to fight. It's the same way with, like, the Kadri ones, too. Like, yes, Kadri is a repeat offender, but at some point, you're like, what he has done is not that bad when you look at the other shit that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think you need to sometimes look at things in context and go, oh, well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, George Peros, meet me in the back alley. Actually, you know what? I'd probably get a 3-game suspension. Okay, last two men's hockey things. Obviously, Leafs. Willie Nylander has played 500 games now. And Morgan Rielly has played 700 games. Honestly, I'm sorry, Morgan Rielly. Just, I'm sorry. That's all I have to say. 700 games, all of them with the Leafs. So many of them with an absolutely horrible Leafs teams. I'm sorry, Morgan Rielly. Okay, on to women's hockey. The PWHPA had their last showcase this weekend in Washington. It was good. We actually had some time to watch a couple of games. It was exciting. Hillary Knight appears to be uncursed, but she didn't play today. She might be injured, so I'm sure she'll be ready by the world, which is not what I want to hear. I don't want her to be uncursed, because literally her first goal, she is shooting wide of the net. I think it hit one defender and then hit another defender and went in the net. Like, this woman is so lucky on that shot. So anyway, I think she's on curse, which is not what I want to hear as a Canadian hockey fan. Yeah, that was step one. Step two is that they had their awards, which is the first time they've had awards. And they had them last night. So the awards were for humanitarian. So that's someone who, you know, gives back to their community. Obviously, almost all, anyone, basically anyone could be nominated. They're all, like, all women's hockey players are so good about giving back to their communities. So many of them coach young teams and high level young youth teams, or, you know, donate their time. And give their time to organizations. But it was given to Kendall Coyne. She's the PWHPA president and works with, and let me try that again, and with her Schofield Family Foundation, she dedicates funding, support, and awareness to improve the lives of others in their community. So congrats to Kendall Coyne Schofield. And then they had Best Forward. This was voted on. I don't know if the Humanitarian Award was also voted on by the players, but the they had Best Forward, Best Defenseman, and Best Goalie, as well as Best Coach. I'm not sure if they voted on the coach either. But the Best Forward, obviously Marie-Philippe Poulin. She has 20 points in 16 games. I think 12 of them are goals. Like, she's insane. We'll just leave it at that. She's insane.
Yeah.
This was yesterday also that these stats are. I think she scored more. I think she scored today too. And then best defender was Lee Stecklein. She has 13 points, 3 goals, 8 assists. And is in the top 10 in scoring overall, and plays like a lot of minutes every game, about 24 minutes, blocks shots, and is really high in defensive zone denials. Just a really solid defenseman. And then goalie of the year was Anne-Renee Desbiens. Her goals against average was 1.99, which is insanely low. She has a 941 save percentage in 9 games played. Like, absolutely insane. She needs to keep it up, because I need to see her keep that shit up for Worlds. I want to just be sitting there going, how the fuck did she save that? That's my plan. How the fuck did she save that? And coach of the year was Corey Chevry. This is her first year coaching in the PWHPA. She has coached for a long time. She was coaching Team Harvey's, which is the best team right now. They've won 13 of 17 games played. This was yesterday. I think they won today too. I don't think she coached this weekend though, because she was coaching Team Nova Scotia to a silver medal in the Canada Games. So congrats to all the winners for the PWHPA. What else? Brianna Decker has announced her retirement. I believe she got injured in the last world championship, so in the summer. Yes, in the summer, and hasn't played since. So she's going to continue her work coaching at, I can't remember what it's called. It's an academy that she went to, but she also is, I believe, works player development in the PHF, and obviously very good at giving back to her community and, you know, keeping her involvement up in women's hockey. Ken McCoy Schofield has also announced that she is having a baby this summer. That unfortunately does not mean that she won't be playing in the Worlds this month, which is not something I want to hear. I don't want her to play. Again, Canadian going to watch, do not want to see. Don't want to see the good Americans, you know, being good. So we have talked about then 14-year-old Neela Lobsanova. For her 15th birthday on February 26th, she had a 19-point game. Yes, you heard that right. 19-point game. 10 goals. 9 assists. Her team won 24-1. And in only 8 games played, she has 28 goals, 21 assists. She needs to be insane. Moved up.
What? Just ripping apart.
Yeah, like that's a professional player coming to play in like my league. absolutely insane. Was this her women's team? Okay, yes. So this was her girls' team. She also plays on a boys' team where in 13 games, she has 18 goals and 25 assists. Like, this kid is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I am so excited to see where she goes after this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only freaking 15. Like, absolutely insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's everything. PWHPA championships are, I think, this upcoming weekend. And the PHF played their final regular season games this weekend, so they're on to playoffs, I believe. So, keep watching women's hockey. I'm very excited for Worlds. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.